Basically, there are anywhere from 5 to 6 different types of ghostly phenomena out there that I primarily work with. Two are, believe it or not, ghosts of the living, the so-called out-of-body experiences.
All right.
One type of out-of-body experience is involuntary. This is when something traumatic is happening to an individual, they're thinking of loved ones, and somehow they project their minds to that loved one, to that person who receives the mind, who sees the person standing there, sometimes as a faceless form, but they know who it is.
Now, does that person who's done the accidental OBE, does that person know they've done this?
Sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't, and that's what's so interesting. Usually this is such a intense moment, such a shocking moment, that people may or may not remember the actual phenomena, but one of my very favorite examples is a story that I've heard from World War II, where a pilot's plane was going down in the war, and he was thinking so intensely of his family that even though it was 2 o'clock in the morning, his sister awoke thinking of him, looked at her bedroom door, and saw this faceless form of her brother who was dressed in piloting clothes. And she knew who it was. She was wise enough, she was smart enough to make note of what happened. But the next day she found out that her brother's plane had gone down. Now, he did survive, but it was still quite remarkable because she had seen the apparition at the time that the plane was going down. And he did admit that, you know, those last-minute thoughts as the plane's going down, he was thinking much of his sister that he left behind, yeah.
So that's called the accidental OBE.
Yes.
All right. What else? You said there are two living ghost-type things. What's the other one?
The second is more of a perhaps a religious or a trained person who intentionally sends out their minds. These are kind of like the senescents or the sadhus, the mystical, very well-trained meditators who can send their mind forth and who intentionally travel from place to place or person to person.
So people who are trained with the ability to do OBEs, you'd put in that category?
I would.
Okay. Now, those are, of course, the living. What about the dead?
Now, these are the ones that I find most fascinating. There are at least two different types of ghosts themselves. What I term an apparition is probably what most people think of as ghosts. These are your fully functioning, fully interactive entities, moving things, trying to let you know that they're there. Usually wanting some sort of acknowledgement and that interact with the living. There is your standard haunting, which is always a very interesting phenomena, where it's almost as if there's a recording in the surroundings. It's like there's a psychic impression left in a building that people of sensitivity are able to turn on, and they're able to see this recording. Usually these types of ghosts, this type of haunting, is repeated over and over again without change. So if every night at midnight you see a man dressed in a kilt walk through your kitchen and through a door and he vanishes, that most likely is some sort of haunting. There's no interaction, no acknowledgement.
Would that be the same then for people, for example, when they go to Gettysburg and they see Civil War ghosts just kind of marching by? Would that be the same category?
Most likely. Now, Gettysburg is kind of a very complex situation because it's so very haunted and so very bloody, quite frankly. That was a very intense time period in history. We do know that there are some apparitions. There are entities that will talk to the living. There was at least one reported case in which a woman was watching what she thought were reenactments when one of the entities came up to her and said, "You need to move back, this isn't safe." Which, admittedly, if that were to happen, I would take the advice and definitely move out of the way. But
that would be more of an apparition then.
That is an apparition,
yeah.
But if you're seeing, for example, on the anniversary of a major battle in Gettysburg and you see the army marching out, they don't change expression. They don't acknowledge people. It's something that happens on an anniversary. The most likely that is more of a haunting.
Okay, but an apparition is like a ghost that really gets involved with whatever you're doing as a human being, I guess.
Correct.
Right?
As a paranormal investigator, those are the ones we find most often. That's what we're called in for. And the third type of ghost is actually pretty interesting, very common, believe it or not, but it's known as a crisis apparition.
Now, what's that?
Now, a crisis apparition, they actually go all the way back to the Homeric time period. We do find an example of a crisis apparition, believe it or not, in Virgil's Aeneid. I'm a classicist as well, and so I will plug the epics and be happy with that. But ultimately what that is a one-time apparition that shows up to relay some sort of very important information. Believe it or not, a lot of times we get these sort of stories from widows or parents who have recently died, their children who are trying to put their estates in order. If something's missing, all of a sudden they will see their deceased parent and the parent will give them information. I have a family friend who was very involved with her husband who died pretty suddenly. She was quite devastated by this death. And she was kind of in the midst of her grieving. She was trying to get everything put into order, all of his paperwork and all of his possessions, and she could not find these particular family heirlooms that he always treasured and valued. And she searched everywhere. And she remembers just sitting down on the couch and trying to kind of relax a little bit when all of a sudden, now she may have fallen asleep, but this is still pretty interesting, when all of a sudden she realized that she wasn't alone and her husband was in the room, and he said, "Sweetie, you need to go and check this suit that hangs in the closet." And she looked at him and she said, "But you never wore that suit." And he said, "Check the pockets." And the next thing she knew, she was alone again. She went to the closet, checked the pockets, and by golly, there were the missing family heirlooms.